Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen, and it's a cold day. You know, there's still some snow on the ground I'm looking at right now, but it's not bad. You know, it's all things considered, not a bad day. Today, I'm doing an episode. It is based on one of my more popular ones, which it was on Shark Tank. I love that show. It's awesome. It's on Friday nights on ABC. We watch it on Hulu on the repeat, on whatever they put it up there. And basically, it stars Mark Cuban, a billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Barbara, NYC real estate mogul, Lori, the queen of QVC, Robert, computer and IT security founder, Damon, founder of FUBU, Kevin O'Leary, known as Mr. Wonderful, software mogul, and is produced by reality king Mark Burnett, who did Survivor and The Apprentice. And if you've never seen the show, it's basically this. It's entrepreneurs come in, they have an idea, it could be, you know, a new baggage tie, whatever it is, any idea, and they pitch it to the sharks. And then they offer a deal to the sharks, and then the sharks have to decide if they're going to take the deal or not. And there's a lot of arguing, a lot of back and forth, and there's a lot of information about how companies should start and what type of deals they should be doing with investors. So it's very interesting. Anyway, last time I did behind the scenes, this time, thanks to hustle.co, I found some stats. They actually analyzed the stats from all 13 seasons. So the first episode was August 9th, 2009, and it's been running again for 13 seasons. So as far as the data goes, by gender, out of the contestants, 60% are male, 24% are female, 16% are mixed. I was actually surprised by this. I figured there'd be more female. As far as the categories, 20% is food and beverage, 19% is fashion beauty. A lifestyle is lifestyle and home are 16%. These are the top three categories. There's obviously media, whatever, all kinds of other stuff, but these are the top three categories. Out of the deals made, this is based on the number of people that are in the population of the people on the show. So deals made, 57% are men, 27% are women, and 16% were the mixed gender teams. However, if you look at the real stats, since much less women are on the show, 60% of women get a deal as compared to 53% of the men who get a deal. So good for the women, you know? And I feel like I've seen this season alone, there's been a lot more women, which has been great. As far as the sharks making deals, originally when it started, it was 42%, and now it's at 68%, crazy. And the deal itself, so the entrepreneurs, this is when they come in, the average deal they come in with, the entrepreneurs, they come in with a $301,000 and then a 13% share of her company. That's the, or his or her company. That's the average pitch they give to the sharks with a $3.6 million valuation. But in reality, they usually settle for like a $300,000 loan, but it's, or investment, but it's usually a 23% stake in the company. As far as who's made the most deals, Mark is in first, Lori's in second, and they account for 54% of the deals made, which is crazy. I would have thought Mr. Wonderful would be up there, but he wasn't. So that is it. Those are all these Shark Tank stats. If you know of any others, you can let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, at PodcastList, hashtag RandomList. I'm also on Instagram, at RandomListPodcast. I'm there. You guys stop by, suggest a list or something. And as always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. You know, if you're tracking, exercising, let me know about it. And that is it. Have a great day, and thank you so much for listening. Bye.